The Israel Report with Rolien Marx.
Good afternoon, Rolien.
Good afternoon, ladies.
Hello.
All ladies show this afternoon. Good afternoon, Rolien. So, crazy news coming out of Israel. We see that IDF sentenced soldier who harassed a left-wing activist to 10 days in military jail. Three Druze officers are arrested. Gantz is telling Otzma Yehudi that the army is not for you to create private militias. What is going on in Israel?
Well, first of all, let's break this down. The IDF conduct themselves by a very, very strict code of conduct and ethics and values. And it's something that we are very, very proud of. But in the last couple of days, there have been incidents, and I feel it's important to address this here because they have been in the news. So it's important to talk about them and to understand the backstory. So let's break down the first story, which is the soldier who was part of the Givati Brigade in Hebron. As we know, Hebron is a tinderbox. It can erupt at any moment. It is one of the big hotspots in the state of Israel. So basically what happened was, as usual, and I've been to Hebron numerous times, so I can attest to this, there were various, we'll call them left-wing activists. They normally come from so-called human rights organizations. And I've been there when they have put their cameras right up in the faces of our soldiers, where they antagonize soldiers to get a reaction. However, these are soldiers, they are highly trained and they know not to react. And unfortunately, we had a situation over the weekend where one of these activists got up in the face of a soldier, and the soldier reacted by saying, "Ben Gavir will bring order." And that goes against the code of conduct of the Israeli Defense Forces. Even if they harass you like this, just, you got to just let it bounce off you, water off a duck's back. And not to mention that, this brings the IDF into the political arena, and the IDF is not there to be part of the political system. In fact, Defense Minister Gantz has said, leave our army out of domestic politics. They're not there to be used in domestic politics. So as a result, he was arrested and he will be spending 10 days in the military jail. The next issue to unpack is the issue of the three Druze soldiers who reportedly threw an explosive device at a Palestinian home in Bethlehem. And thank goodness there was no injury, there was no damage caused, but they were arrested. Now, it is believed that they did this in response to the kidnapping of Tilan Ferro, the 18-year-old Druze teenager last week who was kidnapped from hospital while on a life support machine, and he subsequently died. And the result of that was a very, very delicate diplomatic effort and negotiations for his body to be released. But again, this is not how we behave. And our IDF Chief of Staff, Aviv Kochavi, has said that this is a serious act that violates the values of the IDF, and that we abide by a strict code of conduct, and that is to be respected at all times. And the third part of that, as I spoke about just a couple of seconds ago, is Defense Minister Gantz being very, very concerned that we do have more right-leaning elements in the new government, and they cannot use our soldiers to create what he is calling private militias. This is dangerous. This could have a great impact on people's safety. And he says that, the army is the army of the people and is not there to serve as a private militia or to get involved in politics, and that any involvement or any interference there could lead to the severance of coordination with the Palestinians and a security escalation. And that is something that has to be respected. At the end of the day, we live in a very, very volatile region. There are very, very delicate moving parts. And I know that some people don't like to hear that we have to work in cooperation with the Palestinian security forces, but that is a reality and that has to be respected.
Wow. And Israel's foreign ministry takes Twitter to task for not clamping down on anti-Semitism.
So anybody who spends even a couple of minutes a day on Twitter will see that it is an absolute free-for-all of anti-Semitism. I mean, we've been speaking about the World Cup in Qatar, and some of the comments there are just beyond the pale. And unfortunately, with the comments made by very, very famous people like the Hadid sisters, like Kanye West, it's an explosion of anti-Semitism. And the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, who are very, very aware that the social media platforms love controversy because controversy drives clicks and traffic, have said, you know, you're not doing enough to clamp down. You need to take responsibility for the content that you allow on this platform. I mean, how many of us have seen things reported to Twitter that are really absolutely disgusting, only to get a notification that it doesn't violate their community standards? But our foreign ministry have said, you know what, enough is enough. Lives are being threatened, and in some cases, lives are being lost, and this is absolutely unacceptable. And Twitter needs to do something tangible about this.
And will Kanye West win Anti-Semite of the Year this year? And who are some of the other notable candidates?
Well, everybody, you have got until December the 11th to vote in stopantisemitism.org's Anti-Semite of the Year. Right now, running in first place is former rapper and former a lot of other things, Kanye West, for his comments, which he still hasn't stopped. I mean, he just walked off a podcast last night when he was confronted with some of his anti-Semitic comments. But some of the other notable candidates vying for the unenviable crown of anti-Semite of the Year are people like Mohammed Hadid. He is the father of models Bella and Gigi Hadid. Again, if you've ever spent time, especially on his Instagram, it is a litany of historical revisionism, Holocaust revisionism, and just outright lies. And currently in third place is John Minadeo II. He is from the Goyim Defense League, the Goyim Defense League that far-right or alternate-right organization, very famous for Holocaust denial. They were the ones who brought you signs above the freeway in Los Angeles following Kanye West's despicable comment saying Kanye was right. But guys, you've got time to vote. Hey, it's a democracy. You too can decide who you think should be Anti-Semite of the Year.
Roline, thank you so much for that Israel report, and we're wishing you a wonderful afternoon.